Boyle. More than 60 families and individuals in Athabasca County feeling the financial crunch this holiday season won't go without Christmas dinner. Thanks to generous residents and the Christmas Elves volunteers behind Boyle Angels in Motion. This year, we are at 66 hampers, said Boyle Angels in Motion volunteer Lindy Johnson. The group picked up the Christmas hamper torch in 2022 after the Boyle Food Bank closed its doors, and Johnson said the initiative is a true community effort. It takes quite a number of people to make this whole thing come together, said Johnson. From volunteers in charge of gift wrapping toy donations, to those involved in organizing fundraising events, and packing donations into the hampers themselves, Johnson said, I'd probably say at least 25 people are involved. Hampers are designated on a nomination basis. Locals can call in to put neighbors or friends deserving of a helping hand this Christmas on the list. Each nominee is contacted to determine their interest and given a hamper number to preserve privacy. In 2022, 67 hampers were delivered, with some recipients residing as far north as Wandering River. This year it's been closer to home, said Johnson. Last year we didn't get that many nominations. So in order to fill our 60 hampers, we went far afield. This year, Johnson said the donations will be staying closer to home, as nominations from Boyle, Grassland, and Caslin areas rolled in to fill the list. Nominations officially closed December 8, but she said the organization does continue to receive voicemails which will be addressed on an as-needed basis. Stuff a truck donation days. The volunteerism behind the hampers doesn't stop with Angels in Motion. Boyle's fire department plays a big part in the process. On December 1 and December 8, volunteers from the department set up shop outside the co-op food store and Buy Low, respectively, to collect food, cash, and toy donations for the initiative. Darren Hill, Boyle Fire Department chief, could be found outside of Buy Low's doors December 8. Alongside crew members cooking up hot dogs and hamburgers, donated by Buy Low, in exchange for donations for the cause. The guys don't mind doing it, this year it's a bit milder out than other years, said Hill. Everything that's raised here goes completely to the cause. The firefighters were joined by longtime volunteer Ben Mandrusak, who was bundled up for the brisk weather to help serve the barbecued fare. Hill said round one of Stuff a Truck, held December 1, was also a success, with more than one truck overflowing with food and toy donations. Food donations go towards the 67 Christmas dinners put together, and cash donations help fill in the gaps and allow Angels in Motion volunteers to include gift cards for Christmas breakfast in the hampers as well. Johnson said several local businesses participate in the initiative by collecting items in donation bins, which Christmas Elves volunteers collect on a weekly basis. Angels in Motion also hosted a Christmas concert November 24, complete with a bake sale and a silent auction fundraiser. Boyle firefighters, alongside Boyle RCMP, will again stuff their trucks with the completed hampers for delivery December 20. Recipients can also opt to pick their hamper up from Boyle and stop by the Legion to pick out toys and gifts for loved ones. Johnson noted while the Christmas Elves, the firefighters, and the RCMP officers who dedicate time are all an integral part of the initiative, no hampers would be filled without donations from the community. Without the generosity of in the village of Boyle itself, we would not be able to do this, said Johnson. It's amazing. Lexi Freehill, TownandCountryToday.com.